Yeah. Yeah.
So then we go.
I forgot
she
said hi. I don't know if
you
did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, very good to see how you're doing.
Very good, very good. Glad to hear you playing tonight.
Oh, thank you.
I want you to come down and let me serve you while they're here. You want to?
Okay.
Okay.
Did you come?
I did. About the you
okay.
or you
okay.
with some sure. friends around.
Okay, that's great.
And some support. Yeah.
Yes.
Not very well.
Yeah, she's 2 hours. That's how she does it.
Oh, no, I don't know. It's so bad. Okay.
But you heard me read Matthew, right?
Yes, with one ear.
With one ear?
Yes.
Jesus was with the disciples. He said, take it, eat. This is my body, which is broken. Body of Christ for you. My blood and cup poured out for me for the remission of sin. Be bread. Lord God, thanks for that. Pray for her. Physical well-being, waiting for you. Pray for your health. Every area. You know what to ask to say. Lord, consider your health, and your hand here, and your smile, and your witness here, your health, and your eagerness to serve your ministry. Lord, we need to step forward to Saturday and make the blessing of the Lord. Use that for your life. Lord, thank you for the friendship that came out of the bed you walked in. Pray for Jesus. Three and a half years.
There's another lady who usually sings my favorite song.
Peggy Donovan, you know Kirk that works down at Hayes Hardware back in the shop garden?
Yeah, okay.
Kirk's wife, that is our Kirk. She sings.
Did she like the Kirk? She was never a
good to see y'all.
Glad to see you all.
Good to see you again.
Yes, very good to see you. You're still beautiful and strong. Good looking, that's great.
There you go.
A handsome couple.
Yeah, two lovely couples.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. We're missing a little bit. Yeah, you're probably missing a couple.
Three years, 7 years each. And so, watch out for 7 years. And then what else? And there's 40.
But when I was in at home with my parents, Emilia was sick and she was running a fever. And at night she said, "Mom, I had a bad dream." I asked, "What was it?" "I saw a burning church." And next morning we got to know that my uncle passed away. So, and when she said burning church, normally I don't pay attention. Well, you know, I'm just a little bit skeptical and try to be realistic. But that gave me a very uncomfortable feeling, kind of. So, and yesterday, last night, she woke up and said, "Mom, I had this bad dream." I said, "Okay, let's pray." I prayed for her. And then she woke up again, saying, "Mom, it doesn't go away. I still have a bad dream." I think I cuddled her or did something, then it would be okay. And she woke up a third time. Now, I don't remember if it were two times or three times. I think there were three times. The third time, I finally asked, "Okay, what's your dream?" And she said, "I've seen lots of burning churches." And she said, "No, churches in fire. Many churches in fire." Something like that. I didn't understand, and I tried to ask her to explain. And she was half asleep, saying, tried to explain in Russian, she forgot the word, how to say it, in fire in Russian. But I said, like burning, and she said yes. So that freaked me out. Mm-hmm. I woke up completely and I started praying and I hugged her and I was praying for a long time, I don't know. And then she fell asleep and I fell asleep. she woke up. She slept till 10 o'clock. She won't wake up after she explained to me. And I was praying a lot. So I kind of didn't like that. So I thought either Lord is sort of trying to warn me. So that's why it was not going away until I heard it and started praying. So, and I was trying to get in touch with my family, and I couldn't, so it's a kind of, I don't want to put too much significance to this, to the dreams or whatever, but still.
It's still there, yeah. It could be, you know, I can see all the candles tonight. Could that be?
I don't know.
I'm always fearful that they'll start back up, too, after we leave.
Oh, really?
So,
maybe we need to check all the candles. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So, right. But, we'll join you.
There were times that I had interest in night dreams, reflect in a kind of spiritual battles, or especially when I became a Christian.
And you know, Joseph's dreams and the Nebuchadnezzar's dreams and Daniel, the interpretation. Oh, this right now, this is so pretty right now. That's fire, burning church, though. Right?
Yes.
Vividly, they're very real.
Well, you know, like the sign, this burning church for me, like it was like with my uncle.
Yeah.
He passed away. And he passed away, I don't know how he, if he accepted Christ, probably not. And for me, it's kind of this faith issue. Somebody, I don't know how to explain it. For me, it's a bad sign. Like people ascending to God, like a church taken from this earth, is a good dream.
Okay.
But burning churches for me is bad.
Yeah.
So it's kind of concerning.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not an interpreter of dreams. I just don't know.
I don't want any time. I don't like any time, any dream. I like to be in the realistic world. My imagination is enough for me when I have.
Yeah, go wild.
Well, mine, yes. So I don't want any. I would like to be a prophet on this way.
You would or would not?
Would not. Like in the Pentecostal church, they're craving for the spiritual gifts or something. And this is scary to me. I always think, I didn't want that.
Yeah. And we'll speak in tongues, most of us are. And so this way, I think my spiritual gift has been a pastor. I've been hoping on it. But I've got this desire, and I'm making a list of old folks in the community. Elderly, most of our women, but older folks can come. Well, next week, we'll start trying to visit some new ones that I haven't visited before. But people will say to me, I said to one woman, I tried to visit so-and-so, and nobody came to the door. And she said, it was a neighbor of literally. She says, well, you visit my mother too. You know, just kind of an open invitation. Come on in and visit my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do that well, I think. And I go and listen to them. So I'm going to revitalize my, use that for an evangelism effort too.
By the way, this is a fourth season, but I'm thinking to go and do something. Live hard in a nursing home or retired home or something, if we could do a kind of outreach.
Okay.
Something like that together. I don't know.
put anything else on you.
Oh, no.
Sure.
Well, I'll have to say it to you after the New Year's,
yeah.
After I'm done with the conscious. Because physically, yeah, you're self-esteem. With my condition, the only one way to be conscious is less physical activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll have to.
So I was overworking.
Yeah.
But right, we want to teach you not to.
So spoiled here.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
The big words that say that old preach it right, I don't like to hear that. But we don't know sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We just kind of get in a rut and go along.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been blessed here. I've been spoiled here.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I think I have feet fall. So that'd be good to me. And we cut some lines. It didn't become a mega church, but I don't know if I could handle it if we did. You know, I don't know if I could handle the ego that goes with it. There's some ego that goes with the mega church. You know that.
People are getting so ego
involved. Yeah. We're not doing. They're easy to lose. Alright, where's our plug in?
Yes, here.
You go with
me? Yes.
All three of them?
Mm-hmm.
Bless your heart.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I need to hide my heart.
Yeah, you need to. What are you going to do with your heart?
I'm hiding it behind the organ.
Is that enough?
Well, yeah.
You don't want to lock it up in this room back here?
No, I don't. No, not anymore.
Okay. I'm going to go put on the robe.
Okay.
Yeah, I participate first in the communion. And one of my friends gave me a workshop. Here's what he said. He says, we don't have anything to give until we have received.
Okay.
And so I begin the practice of partaking first so I have something to give.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, I didn't know who else would come, so I asked Kathy to go fill up some.
Okay, yeah.
And nobody else came. But I'd rather have that than
right.
Run out.
Yeah. It's good that someone has a tradition to come.
Yeah. And what some people say, well, it should be the whole church. We shouldn't do it like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard that, even my preacher friends,
uh-huh.
And they'll say, you know, we should have to bring the church together, but even when you take, I see this kind of like taking communion to the shut-ins,
uh-huh.
You know, they come here,
uh-huh.
They make the same difference, and that's pretty biblical, I think, to minister to the shut-ins, yeah.
Some of the church is supposed to be churches.
Yeah.
Themselves.
Right. So I can argue all day on that one. Yes. I almost out of New Testament have been too little to read.
Uh-huh.
You know. And it was I get on the wrong line and it's kind of like that. I'm gonna get off the road. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Нет, я только что закончила. Я еще в церкви. Ну, какие у нас планы?
Давай, приезжайте.
Я не знаю, может, пока я тут собираюсь, вы, может, уже успеете приехать, нет? Да. Ну, ладно. Давай, иди. Ну да, давай. Угу, пошли.
Will you come with the somebody?
See, Erica?
Okay.
On the phone?
Oh, on the phone. Okay, I thought if somebody come in late, I would still hear.
No, 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 no.
I'm in late.
Do you mind if you take the candle? The room?
Oh, they'll take them. If they don't, we can do it Friday. But I'm sure they'll take care of it.
I might come tomorrow. For decorating.
Yeah, we need to move. Do you want to move the communion table?